Have you ever thought, if only I had more time, I could get that done? Do you feel like you just don't have time to make your financial independence a priority? Today, we're going to talk about why you should make financial independence a priority, even when you ain't got time for that.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
Before the pandemic, I always thought, if I had more time, my house would be organized and it would be clean. And then the pandemic hit and I realized time was not my problem. And it's been sad that I've had to admit that to myself. But that's the reality, is all of us have things that we think, man, if I just had more time.
Mm-hmm. But the truth is that it's less about having the time and it's more about having the right priorities.
Yeah. Someone mentioned to me once that like Einstein had the same number of hours in his day as I do and he invented all this. I'm like, you know, I don't need that in my life. But that's kind of where we're going to go today.
Yeah.
So we're talking about why you need to prioritize your financial independence, even if you ain't got time. Because life doesn't get easier first, okay? People like to say, when I get to X, when I reach this point, then I'll be happy. Or then I can work on this other goal that I have. But life's not going to get easier the deeper into it that you get. When I'm older, when I get a raise, when I'm married, when I start my career, there's always going to be something that tries to stand in between you and your financial independence.
Yeah. I mean, and even me at my, you know, very old age of 31 years old, I've already come to realize that there's always going to be something that stands in the way.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, no matter what your goal is or what you're hoping to achieve later on in the future, if you're not making it a priority, then there's always going to be an excuse.
Yeah. And I love that you're willing to admit that, because as a single person, you would think you'd have the most freedom. But even then, there are things to distract you. I know that you're part of several volunteer groups that you're pouring into. And so there's going to be distractions. You add in a spouse, a kid, a home, dogs, all those other things. And it just means there's more distractions. So understand that. Now, Mark, you and I were talking the other day about a Morningstar study, and we're calling this ghost goals that came out of this. Let's talk a little bit about what you learned from that.
Yeah. So mainly what it's talking about is whenever folks don't have or don't give themselves, you know, the time to sit down and think through their goals, think through their priorities, that a lot of times it really just becomes a ghost goal, as far as you kind of just adopt whatever it is that you've heard that, you know, should be a priority.
So whatever's the fire in front of you becomes your goal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they did this test where it's, I thought it was is really, really brilliant the way that they did it. So they just had people list their top financial goals. And I think they only had them list about five of them. And then after they listed five, their top five financial goals, they provided them with a master list of goals that includes about 20 you know, commonly kind of referred to goals, and told them to kind of review that list, and after reviewing it, rewrite their top five goals. And from that, they were able to gather the statistics that over 20, about, I think it was about over 23% of the individuals in the test changed their top goal. And over 70% changed one of their top three goals.
So if you think about that, what they thought was their main priority, not just one of their goals, their main priority changed when they realized, oh, wait, there's these other things I haven't considered. So it's important that you take the time to sit and think, because life's not going to get easier. The distractions are going to always be there. So make sure that you don't let the distractions be what keeps you there. And then really, we kind of talk about how time can be your friend or it can be your foe. And what do we mean by that?
So this is actually one of, I think, the biggest shocks that I've experienced recently, you know, whenever it comes to finance, which I feel like, you know, those are fewer and further in between, you know, the further I'm in this field. But yeah, just the other day I was running some calculations on, you know, the cost to delay, which means, okay, if you put off your savings goal, whatever it is that you're saving for, by however long, but in this case, we were looking at the cost of delaying a year in your retirement goal, and the ages of starting at age 30 and looking to retire at age 60 if you're contributing or you're looking to contribute about $6,000 a year.
Which is that max for an IRA.
Right, right. So yeah, if you're just maxing out your IRA, that's how much it would be. And looking at an average rate of return of about 8%.
Right? Which for that time period is pretty good. Yeah,
pretty fair. Then by the end of that 30-year term, if you did that religiously, then you would have over $600,000. But if you delayed, right? So if instead of starting that at age 30 and you start at 31, the cost of not making that $6,000 contribution was over $55,000.
So just waiting 1 year to get going, delaying by 1 year costs you $60,000 of potential funds that you could have had for retirement. That's huge.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about putting in tons of money. We're talking about funding one IRA. So you can imagine if you're not using your employer plan, the impact that that has, or if you're wanting to build towards any goal, that's impactful to understand that. So thank you for looking that up. I'm glad it was something that was impactful for you too. So you learned things too. But we all know this, the earlier you start, the bigger the impact, the more it works on your in your favor. Good money habits can prevent excess spending on the front end. So if you can develop those money habits early, you can avoid some of the pitfalls that your parents or my generation, some of those that you could make otherwise. And education is key. No amount of money will keep a fool rich. I think Dave refers to this as out-earning your stupid. Mm-hmm. So when you basically only make enough that you're not going in the hole, but you're not making progress because you're not being intentional about how you deal with your dollars each month. And he was just talking about the power of compound interest, that when you have interest building, it's really going to make a huge impact for you if you get started early. And then also emergency funds. We talk about that all the time and mm-hmm. why that's important, but let's rehash that again.
Yeah. I mean, basically, if you have savings, that's going to keep you from credit card debt. It's that simple. And one of my favorite quotes from Dave Ramsey is that he talks about living like no one else now, mm-hmm. so you can live like no one else later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A lot of folks like to kind of do the opposite and say, okay, look, how's everyone living now? Because that's how I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the contrarian kind of mindset is really what's going to pay off in the end, because the way that everybody's living off now is living off of credit card and really out spending their income,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's the majority of folks today. So you definitely don't want to follow in that trend. So what do I do?
So I think the first thing to do, we talked about this in a previous episode when it comes to goals, is start small. If your issue is that you overspend, maybe taking your credit card number off of websites might be a good start. Pick something small that you can do that makes an impact. And, a lot of people like to pick on you for the cost of your coffee, things like that. But if that can fit in the budget, fine. But pick one thing to focus on for today, and then next week pick another thing and just let it build from there. What else can they do?
Yeah, I know that for me. I love having a clean car, right? And mm-hmm. so sometimes if the weather is not perfect, I'm like, I'll just kind of splurge and, take my car to a detailer or, through those car washes, that's like, $10 to wash your car, that kind of thing. When I have all of the equipment that I need to wash it at home, mm-hmm. and I could do it for, I've already spent the money on it, so I could do it now at no cost. But sometimes it's just a convenience factor, right? But mm-hmm. instead, I could just do it at home and it's already paid for.
Yeah. Another trick is to automate things. Your savings have it automatically pulled from your paycheck. Your retirement savings have those automatically pulled out of your account or out of your paycheck so that you're not having to make a personal decision for that. Another thing is make your goals practical. Don't tell yourself you're going to pay off your home in a year if you owe $130,000, unless you just have an insane, payroll and you can do that. Make your goals realistic for yourself. Be honest about who you are and what you're willing to sacrifice for those goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
That just gives us an example of the planning, right? Because obviously they had architects, they had, mm-hmm. Folks that were really good at planning out every bit of that building. Mm-hmm. So in the same way, we just strongly encourage folks to have that plan ready.
Yeah. And I think too, Rome wasn't destroyed in a day. It takes a little time. So if you've had some issues that you're needing to recover from, give yourself some patience to understand, if you've damaged your credit score, it's going to take time to fix it. So be realistic with that. Everyone has distractions competing for their attention. If you find yourself feeling like you don't have time for making financial decisions, changes, start small by establishing an emergency savings or increasing your IRA contributions or your employer plan by 1%. Those are all things you can do to start there. What's another tip?
So something that I recently listened to that I'm actually still kind of mulling over is I'm a huge fan of podcasts, right? And there's one out there. It's the Entree Leadership Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interviewing this this lady that is a business coach, and she's talking about the lack of balance and the lack of satisfaction that a lot of people feel, even when they have extremely busy lives, right? So mm-hmm. they're doing so much, but they still feel so, just so, I guess, out of balance with themselves and because they feel like they're not accomplishing much. And, you know, she talks about a lot of things that we talk about, actually, which mm-hmm. is great. But obviously, a big part of that is planning. And I like what she talks about, because it's not just, it's not the money side of planning, it's just the time side of planning, right? So building or putting together what we would see as the ideal week, right? Mm-hmm. If we, you know, if everything that we wanted to get done can get done in a week, how would that look like? Right. And for most people, the truth is that, you know, it's impossible to do everything that we would absolutely want to do in a week. Right. Mm-hmm. So it helps us to make some hard decisions. Right. So sitting through that and really working through priorities. Right. So that's what that would help you do, is really come to terms with what your priorities are, because whatever you want to accomplish a year from now, that's what should be kind of top of mind for you. So that's kind of the practical step is really getting a hold of your time mm-hmm. To get those priorities down.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us. Check out the show notes for a link to that graph. I think it would be really impactful to check that out for yourself. And if something resonated with you today, decide now where you need to start and get moving. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another year. Get moving now. That's our two cents on prioritizing your financial independence. Join us on our next episode when we talk about the steps you can take to avoid being a victim to the next Bernie Madoff.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.